All right. Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Ambitland. My name is David Nunez. I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas, and it is my privilege and honor to be a co-host on tonight's Sunday night National Business Builder Call with our good friend and mentor. I'm going to go ahead and announce him in just a few moments. But before we get started, I just want to send a friendly reminder. If you haven't yet grabbed a pen and paper, please make sure you do that so you can take as many notes as you possibly can tonight and just get ready to get these nuggets to be able to learn and take your business to another level. So without further ado, I want to introduce our featured speaker for tonight. He is a founding national consultant, the inaugural recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award, and has made multiple millions of dollars in Ambit Energy simply by helping tens of thousands of people build a successful sales and marketing organization. So without further ado, help me welcome my dear friend, national consultant, Brian McClure. Brian, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, David. I appreciate you hosting the call. I want to welcome everybody and thank them for taking time out of their busy schedule. Dave, I want to ask you a question to start the call off. You know, we had an incredible kickoff. It was packed to the brim with people, and more importantly, with with excitement. And why don't you share with everybody what excited you the most about kickoff?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, you know, I'll be honest, when I first heard about this event, you know, the kickoff, it was a little different twist from what we're used to with simulcast. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect out of this event. You know, when I first walked into that event, the Texas Live, I mean, it just exceeded my expectations. The energy was just, then excitement was just all around the building. I mean, you can cut it with a knife. It was just so powerful being in that atmosphere, getting to rub elbows, hug necks with, you know, top incumbenters and other leaders that are building a great size business, even people that just got started in the business a few days prior to the event. It was just amazing to be in that room. And my favorite was, of course, the announcements. You know, I really believe that Vistra's doing the best they possibly can to show how they're dedicated to building that. So my favorite part was the announcements. I think the perks plan here in Texas is a game changer along with the money back guarantee. I think that helps a lot of people have a peace of mind to get started in the business this month of March. And I think it's something that we really need to take advantage of.
Yeah, I agree. It was super, super exciting. And yeah, what I wanted to talk about tonight is I wanted to talk about the expansion into the Lubbock area. And of course, it's much larger than the city of Lubbock. You know, it's all, you know, Odessa and Midland and several other pretty large sized cities. And, you know, historically, you know, we started in Texas, and, you know, I don't like to get on this call to tell in the beginning stories or old war stories, but bear with me for some of y'all, because you can't make money off of what happened in the past. Those expansions have gone past us, but what you can do is you can learn from the historical methodology that was used when an expansion hit. For those of you that don't know, we started in the state of Texas, and initially only started in three markets: Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and, you know, they're then switched to all the markets that were opened in Texas pretty quickly. And then we opened up New York, and Illinois was next. And of course, went from one state to the next state to the next state to the next state. And there's a methodology that's proven it works. You know, there's no question as to whether it works or not, and whether it's an expansion of a territory within a state, or it's an expansion into another state, or in the case of Japan, when we expanded into Japan, the methodology is the same. And there's some things that people do that are the right way to do it, and there's some things that people do that aren't the right way to do it. And so I thought I'd spend some time, because certainly, I think one of the most exciting things that happened was the announcement of the opening of LPL, Lubbock Power and Light. And so that happened because it deregulated. So Encore is going to take over the retail side. Lubbock Power and Light, of course, will continue to, have the distribution as far as I know. But I want to go back to the international expansion, my personal experience of what happened in Japan. You know, I remember being at the Ambition when they announced that they were going into Japan. And I said, well, God, that's exciting. You know, there's a lot of people in Japan and a lot of electric meters in Japan. And they announced that it was the entire country of Japan, with the exception of Okinawa, that had its own power grid for security reasons because of our military presence there. It was really kind of controlled by the U.S. government and the Japanese government. So the whole country except for Okinawa. Island of Okinawa. And so that was pretty exciting. But then after the excitement wore off, you know, I was scratching my head going, well, that's great news, Brian. And it's good news that you built a nice size organization. So by default, you'll go into Japan. But I don't know anybody in Japan. Now, I'd gone to Japan once. I was an Eagle Scout. And when I was 14 years old, I went to the Boy Scout World Jamboree, toured Tokyo and Kyoto, and camped at the base of Mount Fuji. It was an incredible experience, but certainly I didn't know anybody left over from those days. And I just had never had any business in Japan, no dealings with anybody in Japan. So I'm sitting there scratching my head, you know, how do I take advantage of this incredible announcement? And the fundamental that I knew was, who do you know? You know, so you just start asking everybody you know, who do you know in Lubbock? Who do you know in Lubbock? Who do you know in Lubbock that might want to save some money on their electric bill? Or who do you know in Lubbock that might be interested in earning some additional income by subscribing people to a service that's going to save them money over their current provider because it's just deregulated? However you word it, it's not important. The main thing is, who do you know? So you start asking everybody, who do you know? And then, of course, you ask them to ask, who do they know? So somebody said, well, I don't know anybody in Lubbock. You know, you just say, well, let me ask you this. Do you know anybody that may know somebody in Lubbock that would be willing to give you referrals? Like, why don't you ask your sister? Why don't you ask, you know, this person or that person? Typically, you have a relationship with the person you're talking to. So, you know, you might both know Mary, but the person you're talking to knows Mary better because she works with Mary. It's a, let me ask you this. You think Mary might know anybody in Lubbock? I don't know if Mary knows anybody in Lubbock. Hey, would you mind asking her at work tomorrow? And then follow up with that person and say, hey, did you get a chance to ask Mary if she knew anybody in Lubbock? So if you work the who do you know, and you work it hard, and you don't take it at face value. In other words, when somebody tells you no, then you see if they would mind asking people they know, somebody that they know in Lubbock. And what you'll find is that you'll find people in Lubbock, Texas. Well, there's people on this call from Oregon. There's people on this call that's not in a service area. There's people on the call from Austin. Same thing. We're not in a service area. That's where I live. There's people on this call from a bunch of different states, not just Texas, you know. So who do you know in Texas? Who do you know in Lubbock? You know, it, again, if you just, you know, leave this call knowing to work the who do you know, what happens is you will find somebody in that particular area. So I want to review real quickly, you know, what's going on in Lubbock and how that rollout's gonna work. So between July 17th through September 10th, a customer can pre-select their retail provider. So they're not gonna get switched, but they're gonna be able to say on July 17th, hey, I want to go to Ambit Energy, or hey, I want to go to, you know, Reliant or Direct Energy or whoever. And there will be a lot of marketing in the Lubbock area. If it hasn't already begun, it will begin with direct mail. There'll be stuff on television. There'll be a lot of marketing. So there'll be a lot of awareness. So all those people spending all that money on marketing, trying to get those customers to subscribe to them is good for us, okay? Because it notifies the market. Most people already notified, but it notifies the market. So all move-ins and new service must be set up with LPNL, and then the customer may request a switch. So in other words, they're not going to be able to request a pre-selection if they're not an LPNL customer. So if they're not an LPL customer, they've got to become an LPL customer. As soon as they get activated and get an account number, then they can call into LPL and select Ambit Energy. Then through, so that's July 17th through the September 10th. So that's right at 2 months. You know, it's about a 7 week period of time. They'll be able to pre-select who they want their retail provider to be. And then from September 11th through September 31st, so the 11th through the 31st, that 3 week period, there's a blackout. So no new switch requests are going to be honored. And then on October 1st, LPNL will begin to process the switches from customers who pre-selected a retail provider, move-ins, a new service via Ambit. Enrollment begins. So on October 1st, it all goes live. Okay. And what will happen on October 1st is if you've got a new customer or they're getting new service or whatever, you're just going to be able to subscribe them like you do an Ambit customer today, like in any other market in Texas. And you'll also be able to switch them and enroll them if they're already an existing customer of LPL. And then as time passes, some customers are going to be customers of, you know, a Reliant or Direct Energy or Gexa or whoever else is operating in that market. And of course, you'll be able to switch them off of those retail energy providers to Ambit after October 1st as well. So that's the layout. So you say, okay, Brian, well, you know, here we sit in the beginning of March, and that we can't even start to pre-subscribe customers until July 17th. What is it I should do? Well, what I would recommend that you do is, you know, if you sign up a consultant in Lubbock, Texas, or in Midland or Odessa or anywhere that LPL is, then they're going to have some issues getting their fast start. In other words, they're not going to be able to sign up customers right away. So the methodology that you use is totally up to you. You can sign up customers now. Maybe they have relatives in Houston or Dallas or Fort Worth or the Valley or whatever, and they can get their customers and be already in the system. Other people are going to opt to not do that. And what they're going to opt to do is they're going to opt to wait and basically, you know, build their organization on paper. So everybody should understand this. It's not about who you know, and it's really not about who they know, but it's about somebody knows somebody in the organization. So as you start working the Lubbock area, all of a sudden you're going to have, you know, Bob, who's real interested, say, hey, I'm ready to get started. And then Bob's going to start talking to people. Maybe you're doing a team Zoom. Maybe you're tying them into rallies, you're tying them in, you're getting them into the Ambit culture and system and so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, Bob knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, and all these people want to get involved. And it can get messy at the point of sign up. When everybody can sign up, you know, Ambit will make the announcements as to, you know, when the fast start timelines are going to work. Perhaps they'll make some accommodations. I don't know what those would be, but, you know, stay tuned for those sorts of situations. But the bottom line is that when you build an organization on paper, two things happen. First thing that happens is people change their mind. You know, also, if you've got two or three levels, and this one's getting this one, who's getting this one, obviously the person, the sponsor, has to get in before the person they're going to sponsor. Well, if they've got to, get in before their person, then they've got to wait until their sponsor gets in. So it just gets a little mucky, if you will. Okay, it just gets a little mucky. Now, with that said, the alternative is just wait until it opens. You know, when it goes live, if people can get customers, and Ambit's going to pay out the jump starts and so on and so forth, just start marketing there. I wouldn't recommend that. You know, I'd rather a little messiness, a little kludginess, a little consternation over getting in touch with somebody and trying to get them signed up. You just have to be organized around it and work the who do you know. I believe the thing that excited me about kickoff was, one, the energy in the room. People were truly excited. It was not only a great venue, very, very, very well done by Kristen Legate and her team, the Ambit Events team, just always doing an incredible job, not only from all the graphics on the sidewalls, but and the staging that was built above a bar. I mean, it was just incredible. To the registration, to the food, to the drinks, to the everything was incredibly done well in a very fun venue. One of the things I really enjoyed seeing is, back in the day at Ambition, we used to have softball games, and then we did kickball games, and it was the consultants versus corporate, and Philip Eckert and a few others. Came in their old jerseys. I couldn't find my old jerseys. We had just recently moved into our new home, and they're somewhere, but I couldn't find them for the event. But it was just not only extremely well done, but the thing that really, really caught my eye and was so refreshing to see was just the energy, you know, just the energy of people excited to be there. You know, and I'm talking about before the event ever started. And then as the event progressed and the announcements came, and Eric spoke, who I thought just did an incredible job in his speech, talking about, you know, the vision for the division of Vistra, Ambit Energy, and his leadership of that division was just incredible. And then in all that, they announced a new territory. And the reason that got me the most excited, and the reason I'm spending time on the call tonight is I've seen what that's done before. It's a momentum creator, okay? So if you're sitting there and you're saying, okay, well, you know, that's great, but I don't know anybody in Lubbock, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. You know, I didn't know anybody in Japan. And when it was all said and done, about 95% of the country of Japan was in my organization, because I knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who knew a whole bunch of somebodies in Japan, and the thing just exploded. The same thing happened in New York. When New York was announced as the first state after Texas, I didn't really know anybody in New York. You know, I did know Ray Monty. I tried to get him interested. He said, hey, I'm on Long Island, because when they opened up New York, it was New York City only. Okay. It was not any of the rest of New York. They opened up New York in a series of openings. And he said, Brian, they're not on Long Island. So Long Island was not deregulated. So you couldn't sign up customers on Long Island. And he said, I just don't know anybody in New York. I said, well, you know, let's start working it in Texas and get you going, and then we'll work back into New York. Well, long story short, he eventually joined when he would not join when it was in Texas only, and then he eventually joined even though it was just in New York City, because he knew some people in New York City, and then he knew a few people. But I want you to think about the power of that. I knew one person in New York that I personally brought into the business. That person happened to be Ray Monty. He brought in tens upon tens upon tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of people that signed up hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people in New York. Next country, I'm sorry, state, Illinois. So I didn't know anybody in Illinois. but I brought a guy into the business up in Dallas, and he knew a guy that was a golf pro in Tennessee, and he'd done, been doing some mortgage work with him. And one of the mortgage offices they were working was out of Illinois. So I brought in Pete, who brought in Brad in Tennessee, who brought in a real estate broker. He has a Century 21 office. He only had one office in suburb of Chicago. And he brought in one. We opened up Illinois in the pre-launch. He brought in one of his mortgage brokers, and that mortgage broker brought in Peter Luda. And Peter Luda saw the vision, came to Power Trip with six people out in Illinois, went back, resigned as a mortgage broker, and started doing Ambit full-time and built an organization of tens of thousands of people with tens of thousands of customers that spread throughout Chicago, again, opening up for natural gas only in the suburbs of Chicago, and then eventually opening up into Chicago itself over time. And so, you know, it's the opposite here. We've opened up the entire state of Texas, and now we have a new incumbent area coming because of their choice to join the deregulation market. And all of a sudden you've got an explosion. So, you know, I can tell you historically from experience that it has no bearing whatsoever on who you know. Now, if you know somebody in Lubbock, or you can network into somebody in Lubbock, or maybe you went to Texas Tech and to school out in Lubbock, or, you know, you had some dealings in the oil patch in Midland, Odessa, and you've got some contacts, hey, that's fantastic. But what I don't want you to do, and I want you to take this message and scream it from the mountaintops of your meetings, your Zooms, and so on and so forth, don't disqualify yourself from taking advantage of this deregulation of Lubbock Power and Light because you don't know anybody in Lubbock, Texas. That's not the way this business works. It doesn't really matter whether you know somebody. Somebody you know knows somebody. And if they don't know somebody, then somebody that they know knows somebody. And if you'll work really hard, what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to get into Lubbock. You'll be able to get some people that are excited. And then my suggestion is, and you know, I know the world today of Zoom, that people, you know, tend to go with Zoom. But if you get a group going, my suggestion is get yourself over to Lubbock and do in-home meetings. Press the flesh. Let people know who you are. We're past the pandemic and people's fears for the most part. And I don't believe there's any substitute for in-home meetings when you're opening up a new market. People want to know you. They want to get to meet you. They want to go to the meeting after the meeting. They want to know who the leadership is. And building that relationship with new people is extremely important. Now, for some of you go, oh, because you're always looking at the negative. Some of you are sitting there going, oh, well, Brian, that's just not possible. I mean, I work 60 hours a week. I get off on Friday. I'm exhausted. You know, drive from Houston to Lubbock is way too far. I can't afford to fly. Hey, no problem. Bring somebody in your organization that can do that, okay? Don't think that you have to go to Lubbock to be successful. I'm just saying that I believe that to be the best methodology. Once you get it up and running, is go meet people and bring the energy and talk about the history and let people know what's going on in the power of deregulation. And I believe that you can catch momentum in your organization. So there's people on this call right now that have momentum. They've got people coming into their group on a regular basis, okay? And then there's a lot of people on this call that don't have momentum. You're struggling to get one person here and one person there. You can create momentum with a new territory like this. You can create momentum in Lubbock, Texas, just in that opening. And that's why that announcement excited me so much. One, the excitement in the room, and then the excitement around Lubbock and that deregulation. You know, we're in an environment in retail electricity where states are re-regulating. That's what happened in New York. They made it so hard in a deregulated, officially deregulated state, that they essentially re-regulated the state, which caused us to move out of the state. That's done in a lot of different ways, you know, where you've got to get people that are certified. You know, the state of New York here, and I don't remember the exact date, but another couple of months, they're not going to allow independent representatives of competitive retail providers sign up customers. You're going to have to be an employee. So in essence, through regulation, they re-regulated the state of New York. It was unprofitable for us. We left. Very, very smart move that I wholeheartedly support, that Ambit Energy Corporate had to make that tough decision. We left. We prepared. We took our resources and put them in areas where we could be successful, knowing that this rule was coming. And it's, you know, literally this summer sometime, if Ambit Energy were still there, it wouldn't be there anymore, because independent representatives aren't going to be allowed to sign up customers in New York anymore. So what I'm telling you is that when deregulation truly occurs, like it is at LPL in Lubbock, Texas, and that whole territory, you've got to take advantage of it. You know, there was a resolution that went to vote in Nevada here, probably 2 years ago, that would have deregulated the state of Nevada. The big bucks of the utility companies came in, poured hundreds of millions of dollars into media advertising, and it was defeated. Okay. So opening of new territories, opening of new states is not going to be commonplace like it once was in this industry. And so taking advantage of it when it happens by working the who do you know, and not just blowing it off saying, I don't know anybody, and poor pitiful little old me. You know, go out and make it happen. This is a huge opportunity for you to get into momentum in your business. Start having, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 people a week coming into your business, gathering their customers. You know, the rates out there are outrageous. So it's going to be pretty simple to gather customers off of the rates that they're used to paying and putting them on to the rates that will be providing. You know, I can't say I'll guarantee it, but I'm a 99.9% positive that there's going to be a substantial reduction. And the first person that's talking to somebody, you're going to get the customers. And once you get a customer and do a good job, you're going to keep the customer. So with that, I want to thank everybody again for getting on tonight's call. Don't forget, work the who do you know. Who do you know in Lubbock? And then the people that say, I don't know anybody, say, well, who might you know? Might know? Do you know anybody that went to Texas Tech? Do you know anybody in the oil patch in Midland, Odessa? You know, work the who do you know. And when they say, I don't know anybody, then get them to try to work the who do you know. Are most of them going to do it? No. What if somebody goes, oh, yeah, my cousin, now I'm thinking about it, he was in the oil patch. Would you mind giving him a call and hooking him up with me? All right, everybody, I appreciate you getting on the call. Look forward to getting on at some point in the future again. Stay peeled to your email for next Sunday night's Business Builder call every week, 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Each and every Sunday we do this call. And winners win, and the rest of people talk about winning. Get on this call. It'll help you win in a big way with Ambit Energy. David, if you would, open it back up.
Absolutely, Brian. Thank you so much. All right, guys. Well, you heard it here from one of Ambit Energy's best. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can say goodbye to Mr. Brian McClure and say goodbye to one another.